This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It was all about Michelle Obama. The DNC opens its convention, and she's the crusher of Trump and of all that support him, but without really calling it out and talking about voting for Biden instead. She flat out said Trump is the wrong president for our country. And she encouraged voters to support Biden as the profoundly decent man, as she said, who is guided by faith and is empathetic with the people he represents. We're going to hear what Donald Trump had to say coming up in our next segment as he was at a rally in Wisconsin. And also we'll hear Michelle Obama, too, as well, in her own words. This just wrapped up a short time ago. The beauty of me being live, and you're not getting that same old Memorex from earlier in the day. They may make five times what I make, but they're not there live, and we're here live. So Michelle Obama, again, going pretty deep on Trump almost the whole way through this, talking about the importance of getting out to vote, and even if you have to pack a lunch, a dinner, whatever, that you have to be out there and you have to vote, saying it's a hard time and everyone's feeling it in different ways, and saying, I know a lot of folks are reluctant to tune into a political convention right now or politics in general. I get it, but I'm here because I love this country with all my heart, and it pains me to see people hurting. She said, a president's words have the power to move markets. They can start wars or broker peace. They can summon our better angels or awaken our worst instincts. You simply cannot fake your way through this job. And she said, a presidential election can reveal who we are, too. And 4 years ago, too many people chose to believe that their votes didn't matter. Maybe they were fed up. Maybe they thought the outcome wouldn't be close. Maybe the barriers felt too steep. Whatever the reason, in the end, those choices sent someone to the Oval Office who lost the popular vote by nearly 3 million votes. And in one of the states that determined the outcome, the winning margin averaged out to just 2 votes per precinct. And so most of her speech went on like that and then came around to empathy and some other big themes, and I think pretty much this is what everyone's going to be talking about as far as this first night of the Democratic National Convention. I mean, the Democrats go first, and then the Republicans. By the way, Kate Delaney here at the helm of this ship as we navigate through these choppy waters of COVID-19 and economic hardship for so many. One of the things that I thought was interesting, and I watched this from the beginning to the end, was the fact that you had a John Kasich who stumped for Biden. I mean, this is a long-time Republican, a Republican former Ohio governor, Kasich, a professed critic, though, of President Donald Trump, pushed for Joe Biden, who he said was a good man and who will not be pushed around by radical leftists, saying he's not going to make a left turn when he gets into office. And he said, I'm a lifelong Republican, but that attachment holds second place to my responsibility to the country. That's why I have chosen to appear in the convention in normal times. Something like this would never happen. These are not normal times. And I think that also is something that comes out of this. In fact, if you go to anything from Newsmax to Fox, et cetera, you will see Michelle Obama taking dead aim at the president and saying he can't meet this moment. He is the wrong president. This is going to be the thing that's tweeted out, talked about the most in the next couple days, maybe throughout this whole convention for the Democrats. And then also Kasich and Meg Whitman and other longtime Republicans saying that it's they love being a Republican, but they cannot vote for Trump. And throughout the evening, you had other cleverly placed folks in between some of what was talked about, who everyday people who talked about being Republicans and talked about voting for Trump last time, saying that they weren't voting for him this time around. So I think the key takeaway is Michelle Obama just going for Trump and why he's not the guy. He's in over his head is what she said. He's had more than enough time to prove that he can do the job, but he clearly is in over her head. I think that the Republicans that are standing behind Trump anyway will take aim at this. She will be the big thing out of the convention, period. Besides, I suppose, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden at the end of this accepting the nomination, the whole thing. But otherwise, this is going to be the thing that is played and talked about again and again and again, I think, throughout these next three or, you know, four days, and then combating that and coming back from that. And the president did say, I'll only lose if the election is rigged. He encouraged a group of supporters in Wisconsin on Monday afternoon to vote in November. And over the past few months, the president, of course, has predicted that the mail-in voting during the coronavirus pandemic would lead to cheating in the voting process. And he said, we can't play games. We have to win the election, go out and vote, do those beautiful absentee ballots, or just make sure your vote gets counted. Make sure, because the only way we are going to lose this election is if the election is rigged. He said, remember that it's the only way we're going to lose. We have to be very, very careful. He hinted last week that he was against giving additional funding to the Postal Service because it would carry out universal mail-in voting this fall. And later the same day, he reversed course and said he would approve Postal Service funding if Democrats included spending measures backed by the White House. So this is a really very strange place to be at this point, I think, with the whole thing of the mail-in ballots. Even Michelle Obama said, if you mail in your ballot, check it again, make sure that it gets counted, make sure that your voice is heard, and make sure that you go out and vote. So as I said, the one, I think, phrase or the bumper sticker moment going back in history or hashtag will be the wrong president, because that's exactly what she talked about. She ripped Donald Trump for the lack of empathy, for being in over his head. Those are just a couple of the themes, I think, of where she hit Senator Bernie Sanders. And Senator Amy Klobuchar, who also ran for president on the Democratic side, had speeches, but not nearly as, I think, emboldened, et cetera, and direct as Michelle Obama. So there is no question. The governor from Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, rather, she had one as well. Andrew Cuomo spoke, but I still think she really was the heavy hitter for the Dems of the evening. In fact, you're going to hear her on the flip side and Donald Trump. Plus, we have a mailbag coming up a little bit later this hour. Hang through, everybody. We're on the tracks and we've taken off.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable removable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Is nothing but their puppet. He has no clue what's happening. And they're making speeches that are taped. Who wants to listen to Michelle Obama do a taped speech? No, you got to have her get up there. But we're doing a real speech on Thursday, next Thursday, so you'll be listening.
His life is a testament to getting back up. And he is going to channel that same grit and passion to pick us all up, to help us heal and guide us forward. All right, that's Michelle Obama talking about Joe Biden. And before that, you heard the president talking about the taped speeches. And he specifically said, though, she's got a taped speech. We're going to be doing it live the following Thursday. We'll be there. So Michelle Obama casting the shade on the prez. That is the conversation across this nation. I say this show is left of left, right of right, somewhere in between about what the buzz is. And this is the buzz. This is the buzz because we are so close to November 3rd, we can almost touch it. I'll tell you what is disheartening is this whole tug of war over the post office, because there are people, and somebody made this point to me today, who rely on the post office, sorry, like veterans, lots of them, for medications. And I think jacking or hijacking the post office is not a good thing. I really don't. Because not everybody's so technically savvy that every bill is paid online. Everything is so smooth. Now, we're in the biggest crisis of our life. And to flip the lights off in the post office is a very, very big mistake. When the president is saying he doesn't want that to happen, but the Democrats have to deal to make it happen. So this is the story to watch. This is the theater of this whole thing. What happens with the post office is very, very significant. And the Democrats know that, and the Republicans know it. And that's why there's so much conversation over the U.S. post office and what's being done. There is also a lot of conversation about the pandemic. That's not a surprise. That will be on the Republican side. I am certain I would be stunned if that was not discussed at all. And this was weaved throughout the evening with the Democratic convention. Constantly there were reminders about, and some of them poignant and very sad, where you had children who talked about the loss of their parents because of COVID-19, because of the coronavirus. Some of them taking a flat-out slam at the president, and others just talking about the situation of the pandemic and what's happened to their life and what's happened economically to so many, including, you know, small business. And there were some small business owners that were talking about that too, as well. Boy, this is an interesting time with what's happening with race in America, what's happening with COVID, what's happening with the elections, what's happening with the economy. We're kind of at this epicenter of collapse or brilliant rebuild, reboot, reimagine. I'm hoping for the other. I'm the optimist, and I see there is a lot of reimagining going on, and we do have to come together as a nation. There's no question about that. I mean, this is the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and, you know, especially lately on this show, we've been talking to a lot of people in some other great places like Australia and New Zealand and the UK and India and Wales, and I feel so honored that we get to talk to these people and hear their stories through their books and what they've written and what's so important to them. And they always ask me off the air, are you okay? Is everything okay? What's happening in America? Oh my gosh, we see what's going on, and we're so concerned, we're so worried for all of you. And I'm worried for all of us too, that we're tearing each other apart in the meantime, while some of the worst things that we've ever seen in our lives and may never see again are floating around us. 170,000 people officially now have died of COVID-19 in the U.S., the most of any nation. Confirmed cases, 5.44 million. Globally, to our friends that I'm referring to, 772,000 deaths. Confirmed cases, 21.8 million, and recovered, 13.8 million. 13.8 million have recovered. So that's where we're at, and that's what it looks like. And this is absolutely part of what this election is all about. When you hear stories about COVID-19 cases reaching new highs at U.S. nursing homes, new reports are coming out about that. And then when you see the tug of war with health experts and the population, especially at these campuses where they're not concerned about gathering in large groups, not wearing masks, and then we get these cases. So while some people are following the recommendations of the public health experts and they're not doing the touch thing, they're holding up more at home, trying to work, do what they can, doing the basic precautions. You've got others refusing to wear masks, fights breaking out in stores all over the place, and people gathering in huge, large groups, and then shocked when somebody takes it home and somebody dies from it. I can't imagine having a family of frayed, exhausted frontline workers, and they're doing their best to bring in the do-re-mi, and they're worn down, just incredibly worn down, and then they get COVID-19 because somebody went to a party, somebody went to a salon to get a haircut. Wow. But is it misinformation? Is it twisted information out there? Is it what seems so obvious and basic just doesn't wash with some people? And the toll that it's taking on mental health is an epidemic in itself. People who are normally, I'll call them mentally pretty strong, are finding themselves weakened by what they're having to deal with, too. So civility, I think, is kind of the thing that, for me, I would love to see come out of this political moment, that we know that they're going to go for the jugular, the Republicans and the Democrats, in their own way, and maybe not even subtly. You know, Michelle Obama wasn't subtle. She just came out and said what she thought and what she saw as the direction the country was headed in, and that Donald Trump is not the guy to do this, that he clearly cannot do the job, that we've given him the time, and he can't do it. And then you've got, you know, Rudy Giuliani, who ripped Andrew Cuomo for blaming Trump for crime, because Cuomo was also one of the voices on this first day of the Democratic convention, and he claimed victory over the coronavirus pandemic in New York State, but he blamed President Trump for the crime wave. And the New York City former mayor, Rudy Giuliani, said in a tweet, "Governor Cuomo blames President Trump for the crime epidemic in New York. A big lie. His no bail laws that release thousands of criminals and his fear of removing pro-crime, anti-police mayor are the reason for the crime epidemic." And then he put at New York Governor Cuomo, "Take responsibility." So a jab from Rudy in Andrew Cuomo's face after what he had to say on cable television, and the calling out continues all the way through up to the election. And I guess the big question is, we have a poll running on this. You know, we always have these simultaneous polls, and the one that's going now unofficially is, will you vote in person? Does it matter enough to you to go and vote in person to make sure that your vote counts? Will you wait for hours at a polling place if need be to have your voice heard by being able to vote either for this current president or for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to come into office? Hitting the mailbag next. Hang with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and other Senate Democrats are increasing pressure on the U.S. Postal Service Board of Governors to reverse changes enacted by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy amid concerns those changes could hurt the Postal Service's ability to handle mail-in votes this fall. The letter explains scrutiny of the Postal Service to the six-member Board of Governors, all of whom were appointed by the President. The Board of Governors has the authority to intervene in decisions made by the Postmaster General. That group selected Joy for the position back in May. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who would not bring the Democrats back for coronavirus relief money, informed House members that they should expect to return to Washington to vote on the legislation on the Postal Service. This is USA Radio News. The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped by only a penny, meaning 53 consecutive days within 5 cents. John Clements reports.
That's over 7 straight weeks, which is an incredible feat considering Americans are driving less due to the pandemic. GasBuddy.com has the latest figures.
Average gas prices in the U.S. fell 1 cent per gallon in the last week and currently stand at a national average of $2.16 per gallon, 47 cents lower than last year's tally of $2.62 per gallon. Average gas prices now stand 4 cents below last month's level of $2.20 per gallon.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Rapper Kanye West has now qualified to appear on Utah's ballot this November as an unaffiliated presidential candidate. State Elections Director Justin Lee said his office has verified that West's campaign gathered the necessary signatures from registered voters. West is also qualified in several states, including Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
I'm no millionaire, but I'm not the type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. I wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for a road where nature trots, and I calculate that I am worth my weight in golden rod. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
Pocket full of dreams. I love that song, right? Kate Delaney, as we look at a couple of things here on the show, traversing in a few different directions. Coming up, we've got the mailbag to wind up this hour. A lot of emails coming in fast and furious over Michelle Obama and the president's stop in Wisconsin. I mean, this really is the one-on-one Michelle versus the Prez. It is. Because, again, I think nobody tops her speech, and she went for the jugular in a different way, but didn't pull a lot of punches. And how does the president respond to that? He already made the comment that she was going to have a speech that was taped, but she cast the president as incapable of meeting the country's needs. There were others that said things about the way the country was going, etc., but not the way that she is. She was pretty stark. I mean, she rejected any case, I mean, more than you've ever heard her, rejected any case for anything that this president has done that's been worthwhile. So Joe Biden wrapping this up at the end still might not get the spotlight from the point of view of what are you looking at if you're the opponent. I mean, if you're the Republican strategist, you're trying to highlight what you think has gone really well and what are the stronger policies. But the pandemic really changed so much for so many people. That's the thing since March that this president has had to overcome. And I say this again and again, if you go back and you look in history, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. The thing that people really struggle with is when they're being crushed economically. It mentally destroys them. It makes them feel less than. And now we're stay at home, stuck in the house. Ooh, what do I do? How do I get another job? I got kids and bills, and I might even be evicted. And there are enough people that are floating in that direction that they're looking for a life preserver. And who's going to give them the life preserver? Who's that going to be? Is the better life preserver the Democratic nominee for president, Joe Biden? Or is it better to stick with the president for the fourth time in a row, to have a president be a two-termer? And it goes to the economics. It goes to what's happening with people personally. People are funny about money. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to tell you. You're seeing people, I've seen it at the food pantry, who are middle class and feel so they shouldn't feel shame, but feel that kind of that, I don't know, remorse, shame, disgust. I mean, just any emotion you can think of. It's a roller coaster, and they're waiting in hours and hours and hours of lines in their car to get food. I mean, this has really changed life for so many people. I mean, so many people. So again, I'll say this. You have schools reopening. What's going to happen there? That's big. You've got major colleges that are switching to remote learning after 1 week because of all the COVID surges that are happening. Well, if 500 of them didn't go to a party and then gets busted up, they go to another party, and they get busted up, they go to another party. I mean, this is a problem. That's not social distancing in any way, shape, or form. And unfortunately, then they take it home to whoever, and that's where the real disaster, I think that's where that starts. Another line that will probably be taken out of what happened with the Democrats is Bernie Sanders had this hashtag, Nero fiddled while Rome burned, Trump golfs. And so that comes out of there. Most of it, though, still, I think, hinges on Michelle Obama. And she even roasted the president a little bit when she came back with a line, it is what it is. That's exactly what she said, which was what he said to people that got the coronavirus, and then what would happen to them. It is what it is. It's where we are. And so she used that same line back. The president, by the way, in Wisconsin, one of the things that he said is, you know, you blasted the challenger, Vice President Joe Biden, and he said he'd abolish, he was also in Minnesota, he said he'd abolish the American way of life en route to turning the U.S. into a very boring socialist country that will go to hell. He then had a go at Kamala Harris, the senator from California, for co-sponsoring a socialist takeover of health care. He joked that the coronavirus pandemic was God testing him to rebuild the U.S. economy a second time. He zeroed in on New Zealand, a country which, to Trump's chagrin, has won praise for containing the virus. Recently, though, and I've said this on a previous show because I've talked to so many New Zealanders, we've had a bunch of authors on from that part of the world, has had a flare-up, and he let the crowd in Minnesota know about it. If they didn't, know about it. And he said, you know, all of a sudden, the places people are holding up, or they're holding up, meaning the Democrats, are having a big surge. The speech that he gave in Minneapolis also included a defense of the Minneapolis Police Department, which, of course, is massively under fire since the killing of George Floyd, and criticism of Minneapolis protests. He said the city was ablaze. He said the cops, the police department, is very good. They were told you can't do anything. They have to be able to do what they do well. And that was one of the things that that the Prez said. So the coronavirus, will he get, you know, will the president get another term? And how much does the virus pull in a different direction? What happens with the mail-in ballots? Are people going to get them in early? Will they be counted? You know, we live in times that are uncertain. I mean, this is what it is. I say it's the big question mark. Doesn't it feel like so much is uncertain? You know, it absolutely is. That's the bottom line. We live in incredibly uncertain times. And just when you think we're leaning in a different direction, something else happens, right? And I'm not about that forecasting, the doom and gloom, but if I was reading the tea leaves, boy, this, I'll tell you what, this election, seems like since I've been doing this show, I'm the advocate for vote. I think if you want to bitch about who's in office, if you want to have your voice be heard in whatever direction you want it to be heard, for goodness sake, at least vote. It is so important. And because I've been in places, in fact, I was in a place where I was almost shot in Mexico as a kid when I was a baby reporter covering the Mexican elections, the pre and Panista party. And we were filming stuffing of ballot boxes because people were told and demanded that they vote a certain way or look out what would happen to them or their family. And I was stunned by what I was seeing, being so naive to what happens in so many other places. It is a privilege to vote, even if you don't like a lot of what's happening, even if you don't like anybody that's running, even if you're not a fan of Trump's, but you're a Republican, but you can't vote for Biden and you feel stuck and there's somebody else you'd rather be in. Boy, you got to really analyze what you're doing when you withhold your vote. I think it's so important to exercise that right to vote. I really do. And if people were more involved on the local level, then you would get people that you really wanted perhaps to be in office and to represent you, because that's so important. Remember, we have three branches of government, and it's we the people. These are people who are representing us, and that can't be overstated. It's so important to know who your congresspeople are, to know who your senators are, and the way they are voting. Because if you're seeing that it's not happening, and they're fiddle-faddling around with your taxes, with what could benefit your state, you owe it to yourself and the people around you to be aware of what that looks like, right? By the way, voters in North Carolina received ballot forms with the president's face on them. Somebody sent me a text of it. I have some friends in North Carolina, but also there, you can see them. I'm sure that you can find them all over whatever search engine you use. But there were these absentee ballot request forms that were sent that way. And in at least in one county, it was Lincoln County that was sending them in North Carolina. It's pretty interesting, huh? All the music means we need to step aside. We're getting ready for you and the mailbag next. As the coronavirus
coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's speak of the mailbag. Let's speak of the mailbag.
All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Mac. He says, "Wow, is Michelle Obama out of her mind? Sorry, I've never been a big fan, Kate. But let's see what she had to say. I will say she is educated and well-spoken, but I think she is wrong as she tries to take down the president. I give her credit for having the chops in her family. Ooh, and for all the Democratic men who didn't seem to stand up against a Donald Trump, because she huffed and she puffed, and there is no question she took some very, very big shots at the president, saying he was wrong for the country. He's had enough time to prove that he can do the job. He's over his head. He can't meet the moment. I would disagree. He got smashed with a pandemic. I don't know what you thought the man was going to do. And yes, has he been a J.A. when it comes to tweets and some of the nonsense with women? I think is not classy. But I'm not going to hold that against him, as we've had other Democratic presidents who have had women rolled up in rugs, ooh, and brought into the White House that they can fool around with. Just go back in history and you definitely will know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. So I watched it, and I have to say, I do think that she will be the thing that is being talked about from the Democratic point of view, and maybe the Republicans too. But I think she was dead wrong in her assessment. And then I got this one. I'm going to hold that for a second. I'm going to go to this one. This one was from Tom. Tom said, Michelle Obama is the sacrificial lamb because Joe Biden can't be the one that takes the legs off the president the way she did. I don't agree with everything she said. I don't think that it's her fault. I think they put her up to it. They. Who's the they? Who's the they put her up to it? She was the first lady, and she said she didn't like politics. I did hear that. Yeah, she's going to take some, she knows it, she's going to take some fire for what she said. I mean, here's what I would say. I do think she said what she believes. I don't think anyone put her up to it at all. I think that's part of it. She knows she has a voice. She sold 10 million copies of her book, Plus, Becoming, and she has a voice certainly in a lot of communities, and that's why strategically that's what the Democrats were going to do, and she's given enough speeches that she knows how to speak well, and that part I think was easy for her actually, but what do the Republicans do to counteract it? When I say counteract it, not to constantly, for the next however many days, pick apart what she said, and there will be more reaction to that. But who do the Republicans have that's got that same kind of voice to rally the base and beyond is the key thing. So if I'm, you know, I'm looking at this as a chess match. If I'm taking all the politics out of it, and I'm looking at it from that point of view, forget the name calling or whatever else. If I'm the Republicans, they could use to their advantage what they're hearing in the Democratic convention, always when you're the second one to go. Because you'll see this bounce, even bigger bounce probably in the polls for Joe Biden. I would think that they would come up, they've got to come up with somebody who just wows you. So, I mean, somebody who, and maybe they don't have to, but if I ultimately had the say in it, that's what I would look for. Who can just nail, who's Reagan-esque, I guess? Who's Reagan-esque that is up to the task for the Republicans? Because this is the speech, nobody is going to do a better speech than Michelle Obama did to make the case for the Dems. Nobody. So who's going to make that case for the Republicans? Who is that passionate, fiery, well-thought-out speaker who can speak, who can have that voice, who is, like I said, Reagan-esque? And that's what, and I bet they will shuffle the deck. Whatever's going on with the Republicans, whoever that is, and I've been trying to rack my brain thinking, okay, who could it be? And the people that I think of are the people that not, their time has passed them by for that. But that's what I think that they would look for. All right, let's get back into the mailbag. This one from Brad, who says, Kate, I don't understand the mask thing. I agree with you. Hey, I was one of those jerks at the beginning. I wouldn't wear the mask. I acted so arrogant and stupid about the whole mask thing. And I don't like it. I don't. I used to make fun of people wearing masks all the time. I don't know why. I'm a jerk. But then I had a friend who got COVID-19. And all he did was go and play a little golf when hardly anyone was around. And he narrowly escaped with his life. It taught me a lesson. And I do believe if people social distance more and wore the masks, we would all be better off and we could punch this sucker in the gut. And I'm all for that, honey. Well, count me in on that crew. Punch it in the gut. Absolutely. All right. Of course, we're getting more COVID stuff. This one comes to us from Martin, who says, Kate, I wear a mask. I've worn a mask from the beginning. I've got 5 kids. I cannot risk it. 2 of them have asthma. I'm scared to death for them. Then I started to hear that more children were getting it, and it's the weakened immune system that is so scary, especially with anything like asthma. So I was never taking any chances for them or for me. It is difficult. You know, you're trying to work from the house. Thank God I can still work, and my wife works. But it's tough with kids and trying to figure out, what do we do? How do we do this? But like everybody else in America, we're trying to navigate. And I will say, I live in a great community, and the community has reached out and has helped us tremendously, tremendously. All right, this one is, which is great, right? This is when you need your community. I live in a great community too. If I go on the community board and I said I need whatever, immediately, boom, someone would reach out. No strings attached, not asking a bunch of questions, absolutely. And there are people that are doing that, making food for people. It's fantastic. It really is. It made me realize that I'm lucky where I live, and I just thought I lived in a good place, but I didn't realize how good. And maybe you're encountering the same thing. All right, this one from Kevin, who says, I can't wait for this election to be over. I'm already tired of what I'm hearing and seeing from everyone. I'm tired of the whole attack thing. I know that's how we elect people, and I'm tired of hearing the same questions again and again. If only we could find a way to bridge the gap, work together, and at least pretend to like each other, politically speaking, it may get us a lot further. Isn't there some saying about oil and vinegar, or honeys and bees? I don't know, Kate. You probably know. So I leave it up to you to decipher that. Yeah, you attract more with honey. Exactly. And is it better to be more vicious? I mean, can you find the compromise? I guess that's the word that's missing. Compromise is missing in most of the vocabulary of the people that are in Washington, I think, representing. Because the strict code is, you play on this team or you play on that team, and that's kind of how it is. And although there's exceptions to that, there needs to be more exceptions, because then maybe more things would happen. And yes, there could be disagreements, but maybe there could be more common ground, or ways to find more common ground. And wouldn't that be great? All right, how about this one? This one from Darren in North Carolina. Kate, I was listening to you talk about UNC, and I got to tell you, it was so bad that they have decided to go to, you know, to get rid of in-person classes for now after the spike in COVID. And so that means that it's going to be all virtual. I'm not surprised. I bet you aren't either. I'm not, because this keeps happening over and over again. You know, the more tests they do, the more students that have to be put in isolation, the more it doesn't make sense to keep open these residence halls. Thanks, all of you, for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count in all ways, including your vote. A big shout-out to Mo Flam.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As we
the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.